This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Loigor.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I think it might be Yoigor.
If you look at the stylized, it is filed under L.
Mm-hmm.
Yoigor instead of Loigor?
Yeah, like the two L's. You know, like that sometimes will make a Y sound.
Maybe, but it's not Spanish.
Huh? They're everywhere.
What?
They're everywhere. Some of them are Spanish.
I guess.
El Yoigar.
El Yoigar. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yoigar es grande.
Yoigornos. Like Loigor feels.
Well, I think that Yoigornos is the one that made me think it is maybe Spanish, even though it's a different proper noun.
Yeah.
That's a great old one, czar.
Yeah.
Which we'll maybe get to that shit. These are big invisible depression dragons.
Yeah, they are vortexes that exist kind of on a different plane that can manifest as dragons. And in fact, they are something, you know, because of where they pop up, they are presumed to be kind of a source of the dragon myth. But yeah, mm-hmm. Their outlook is so bleak. They're described as just utter pessimists that if they make mind contact with humans, they pretty much always always fall into suicidal depression is the way they put it.
Because they're so depressed.
Yeah.
Like they just spread it like a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not just like if you try to psychically contact them, like, you fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, they actually zap you with it, with, you know, and to suck out your magic points and bum you out.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's like they're weird depression dragons. Like they're very strange.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a lot of like column inches dedicated to them too.
Yeah.
Making them seem pretty major.
Yeah. These guys are pretty major.
Yeah.
Like the yoga aren't fucking around. They're also in the Illuminatus trilogy.
Yeah.
Like that book, like that's one of the mythos elements that passed over into normie lit.
Normalist. Yeah.
And the normcore lit. Worst enemy.
But they also take human slaves. And if the human slaves are like, no, I'm not gonna do it, they will amputate limbs or give them cancer like tentacular growths.
Pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yep. Which I have had occasion to use these.
And, I thought you said I've had cancer-like tentacular growths.
Growths?
Yeah.
For years.
Yeah.
I just hide them.
Yeah. You just go to the doctor and have them.
Yeah, they're called skin tags.
Freeze it off.
Like my mom's boyfriend had one of those in high school.
Yeah.
But I've used these show up in Horror on the Orient Express.
Hmm.
Yeah, the long form Call of Cthulhu campaign I ran. And it was during a flashback thing to the Crusades.
Okay.
So like the character, it was like a flashback episode, and it was like the party avoided them, but they were like one of his servants was in town and had like a tentacle under his arm. Like he said that he like had his arm amputated in the war, but it was actually had this like little spooky tentacle
nice
under it. So pretty cool.
So I mean, so with the Yoigor themselves or the Loigor themselves, what how do you deal with their vortex attack? Because that doesn't seem like an attack. That seems like a Terrasque like apocalypse event.
Yeah, you don't. Like they are a thing to be avoided. Like they're a condition. It's more like a condition a city can have.
Oh no! That's your problem. Like, Yoigors.
Yeah, it's Yoigor outside. Don't go outside today. There's a 30% chance of Yoigor. You know.
Who's that weatherman?
I'm Stephen King narrator. Yeah, welcome to my convenience store. Do you want to hear some lore?
People don't go around them parts anymore.
Yeah, Manton, Estonia.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.